We bring you more.
Briefing the president on the work done so far, officials and resident engineers of Kiros Galvao acknowledged that the project was behind schedule. They attributed the slow progress of work to delays in the payments of certificates lodged at the Ministry of Roads and Highways. The sector minister, Kwesi Amoakwata, who accompanied the president on the inspection, told President Akufo-Addo that the delay in honoring payments to the contractors is due to the numerous irregularities the contract is fraught with. Nonetheless, he revealed that $100 million had so far been paid to the contractors. Delving into the contract, Mr. Amoakwata noted that the contract was awarded to the Brazilian construction company on 7th December 2016, the same day Ghanaians went to the polls to elect a new president. The contract, the minister added, was awarded through sole sourcing in breach of the Public Procurement Act, explaining that contracts of such magnitude have to be awarded through a competitive bidding process to ensure value for money. As though this was not enough, the minister added that payment certificates as contained in the contract are to be paid from the road fund, which is wholly inappropriate for road contracts of such magnitude. This, he said, is the reason why payments have delayed. Mr. Mwakwata noted that 13.1 kilometers of the road had been subcontracted to another construction company, making the contract even murkier. He said as at August 2017, 22% of the road should have been completed, but as at now, only 14% has been completed. He said discussions are ongoing with the Ministry of Finance in an attempt to migrate the project from one whose payment is dependent on the road fund to one from the Government of Ghana Treasury. President Akufo-Addo, who was disturbed with the developments, said the disastrous nature in which the road finds itself means construction would have to move at a faster pace. The president urged the Minister of Roads and Highways to meet with the contractors to speed up work. Prior to inspecting works on the Bolgatanga-Boku Road, President Akufo-Addo visited the Via Irrigation Project in Bolgatanga. Later in the day, the president was also at the Timpani constituency where he inspected the extent of damage to the Tamne Bridge.